When it comes to cooking meals, drying clothes, heating water, and my home, nothing beats natural gas from CenterPoint Energy. It's my most affordable energy option. It costs less to use than electricity, propane, and heating oil. So if you already have natural gas, keep it. And if you're replacing an appliance, choose it.
At CenterPoint Energy, we're investing in infrastructure to help bring comfort and savings to you. Visit centerpointenergy.com/naturalgasbenefits to learn more. CenterPoint Energy, always there.
Are you wearing contacts or glasses right now? Imagine this, opening your eyes tomorrow to 20/20 vision. No daily contacts or glasses needed. It can happen, and it is affordable. TLC Laser Eye Centers wants to help as many people as possible achieve 20/20 vision, so they're offering a fantastic price on their premium LASIK experience. TLC uses the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology, and for less than what you might think. Find out if LASIK is right for you. Call TLC now for a free consultation. 800-881-5450. Be one of the first 50 listeners to call today and get $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's a savings of $200 per eye. TLC Laser Eye Centers has over 20 years' experience and performed over 2 million procedures. Let our team help you. For your free consultation, call now. 800-881-5454. 800-881-5454. 800-881-5454.
It's time for the Bombers postgame show on Classic Hits 101.7. We now take you back to the stadium with the voice of the Mountain All Bombers, Brad Hallward.
42-0, our final score. Nettleton defeats Mountain Home tonight. Our Dirty Jersey Award for Hustle is brought to you by Studio H and Kicks and Flips, offering dance, ballet, tap, jazz, hip-hop, tumbling, acrobatics, adult fitness classes. There you go, Bob. And right. Team Spirit Dance and Cheer. We're going to give our Dirty Jersey Award to Junior Williams tonight, the junior running back. Boy, I tell you what, every time he carried the ball, he had about five guys hanging on him, pulling him down. He had to work hard for everything he got tonight.
He worked pretty hard, had some success early, and as the game went on and they kept stacking the line of scrimmage, got a little tougher.
Our drive of the game brought to you by Strider Consulting. For all your surveying and engineering needs, contact Strider Consulting. Engineering for the future. And well, the Bombers did not get into the end zone tonight. They did have one drive where they got down to the 9-yard line in that first half, and we'll call that our drive of the game. 42-0 as Nettleton gets the win. We'll have more coming up here in just a little bit. From Jonesboro, you're listening to Bomber Football Classic Hits 101.7.
We'll continue with more of the Bombers postgame show in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
Bank on checking that pays with the Integrity Club at Integrity First Bank. Get rewarded for everyday purchases and earn up to $80 annually in cash back. Call or stop by any of our five Twin Lakes area branch locations and learn about even more club benefits like everywhere cash savings, free estate planning review, and other benefits to protect your financial future, as well as convenient online and first mobile banking. Join the club. The Integrity Club, and bank on checking that pays with Integrity First Bank, member FDIC.
Do you suffer chronic back pain, neck pain, sciatica, neuropathy, or arthritis pain? If so, then interventional pain management can help. Doctors Chapman, Kraft, and Tilley are pain management specialists with over 50 years of combined pain experience. They form North Arkansas's largest, fully comprehensive pain management clinic to help those suffering. New patients are being accepted in the Mountain Home and Harrison locations. Call 508-5900 for more information.
Interventional Pain Management is a department of Baxter Regional Medical Center.
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, Asics, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
There's a new spirit in Pine Bluff, and it's contagious. Soon there will be a new library, a new aquatic center, a renovated Pines Hotel, a revitalized downtown, and exciting partnerships with the University of Arkansas at Pine Bluff. Pine Bluff Rising, which is empowering citizens to make things happen, invites you to keep up with our progress by liking us on Facebook. When Pine Bluff thrives, all of Arkansas benefits. Join us in celebrating the return of a strong Pine Bluff.
The Bombers postgame show continues on Classic Hits 101.7.
42-0, our final score is Nettleton gets the win. Impact Play of the Game brought to you by AeroVac Life Team, the best thing to happen on the worst day of your life. Make sure you're an AeroVac member today. Bob, we're going to go with that fourth down play by Nettleton on their first drive because the Bombers had done a great job of forcing a fourth down play on where the drive started at the four-yard line. It was the first and goal at the four, and it took them four chances to get in. They finally did.
I think that was one of the key turning points right there. We were on the verge of stopping them right there and had three good plays, and give them credit. You know, they came up with an offensive play and got in the end zone, and we just didn't seem to recover from that thereafter.
Our final stats, Sonny Elliott at the Bulletin with our stats tonight. Nettleton, 387 yards of offense. Mountain Home, 184. Nettleton, 20 carries for 170. Turner led the way with 68. Mountain Home, all their yards on the ground, 184. 74 from Isaac McKay. Junior Williams had 73 tonight. Winfield had 35. Nettleton's Henry, 11 of 18 for 205 yards through the air this evening. So the Bombers 0-2. Batesville is going to be 0-2 coming in next week. That's going to be an interesting matchup. And, Bob, both teams struggling and desperately trying to find some momentum going into conference play. That's a big game next week.
Well, it's a big game. Looks like both teams are struggling on both sides of the football, not only offensively, yes, but defensively. You know, Batesville gave up about 50 to Jonesboro last week and giving up a lot of points this week. So they're struggling sides of football also. You know, key for us is to get some kids healthy.
Yes.
You know, we got a lot of young kids that played tonight but there's nowhere, you can't hardly beat experience sometimes when you really comes down to it. So we need to get some kids healthy. Hopefully that some will be back next week, Brad.
All right. That is going to do it for our broadcast. Matt is going to check some scores around the state. Some interesting scores tonight. Seems like we say that every Friday night. There usually is. Our final here, 42-0. Nettleton with the win. For Bob Bird and Matt Sharp, our producer at the station, I'm Brad Hall. We're saying so long from Jonesboro.
We'll have more of the Bombers postgame show in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
Arvest Bank, scoring touchdowns with great customer service. Being a proud sponsor of the Mountain Home Bombers means we care about our community and are here to fulfill the needs of our customers. All of the services of a large bank coupled with friendliness and a personal touch to banking means you can feel right at home with Arvest. People helping people find financial solutions for life. The only bank you need to know, Arvest Bank, member FDIC. Go Bombers!
Mountain Home Tire and Auto, your Goodyear dealer, is proud to sponsor Bomber football. We're especially proud of our very own Trey Podwoski. Play hard and play to win. If your vehicle is in need of tires, brakes, alignments, or an oil change, we can also do anything your diesel truck needs from tuning to exhaust. Come see us at 210 South Main Street in Mountain Home. Your Goodyear dealer, Mountain Home Tire and Auto. Go Bombers, go!
People often say, have a good day, but if you're living with pain from an accident, a fall, or sports injury, chronic issues like carpal tunnel, or maybe just those weekend warrior aging things, it might not be that good. Knox Orthopedics will help you get the good back so you can enjoy life's adventures. Offering complete diagnostic testing to clearly define the problem and appropriate procedures from surgery to rehab, they'll take you off the disabled list. Knox Orthopedics, orthopedic excellence since 1983.
You love hunting season. You've camouflaged yourself to blend in with your surroundings, but you're still searching for the best place to hide. Even if it takes a lifetime, you won't give up until you take down your target. It's impressive, really, that mouth cancer displays such dedication. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Did you think I was talking to you? No, I'm talking to the cancer-causing chemicals that damaged your mouth last year while you were dipping in your tree stand.
Ditch the dip. For help quitting, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW today.
And we welcome you back to the Bombers postgame show here on Classic Hits 101.7 after a Mountain Home falls to Nettleton tonight by a score of 42-0 over at Jonesboro. Matt Sharp joining you with one last Classic Hits 101.7 studio report. Be sure, by the way, for all the scores later this evening to join us for Pine Bluff High School Scoreboard Central. That will be from 10 until midnight. Rex Nelson will have the broadcast of that, and as he goes over all the scores from around the Natural State. Let's go ahead and take a look at some of those right now. First off, in the 6A East, Searcy last check, it was the Lions leading Batesville by a score of 40-9. That game was the last score in the third quarter. Also, for the last score in the fourth quarter was Jonesboro, who is ranked 7th in the state overall, 2nd in Class 6A, just getting hammered by Conaway tonight. The Wampus Cats leading the Hurricane 48-19. Jacksonville is losing to Little Rock Catholic. Last score we had was in the second quarter. The Titans were trailing Catholic 17-0. Little Rock Hall hosting Mills tonight. And I still haven't seen actually, last score we had was, well, there was no score at halftime. So it looks like quite a defensive battle there. Pine Bluff, who is in a three-way tie for fourth in Class 6A, playing at Watson Chapel this evening. See, we got the score on that one. It is the Zebras up on Watson Chapel 43-7 in the fourth quarter. Also, Marion playing out of state this evening, and I believe they're leading Jackson, Missouri. And now, actually, that game has been tied up now. Last score we had was third quarter. Marion and Jackson knotted up at 35 apiece, so quite a lot of offense in that competition. And West Memphis, who is part of that three-way tie for fourth in Class 6A, is leading Blytheville by a score of 40-0 in the fourth quarter. So Mercy Rule Effect in that contest. On the local level, Yellow Summit is trailing Salem by a score of 18-22. That was the last score from the third quarter. Also this evening, Melbourne is leading Cave City. Actually, Bearcats all over the Cavemen tonight, 48-13. That was the last score from halftime. Marshall at Rosebud tonight. Still haven't seen a score on that one, I don't believe. No, we have not seen a score on that one. And the last score we had in the third quarter, Mountain View was trailing the third-ranked team in Class 2A, Conway Christian, 35-14. Mountain View was actually up 14-7 at one point in this game, but Conway Christian has really made a comeback and kind of dominated from there on out. Harrison, speaking of domination, they've had their way with Siloam Springs tonight. And right now it is the Goblins up on the Panthers 48-12 in the fourth quarter. Looking at the Associated Press top 10 games that we haven't yet mentioned, number one Harbor in Missouri playing Jefferson City this evening, and it is the Wildcats up 38-0 in the fourth quarter. So it looks like Harbor is going to hang on to that number one ranking. Number two, Bryant is trailing Fayetteville by a score of 24-31 in the fourth quarter. Fayetteville coming into this game ranked third in the state. Number four, North Little Rock at home against McClellan this evening. See if we've got a score on that one. Have not seen a score on that one as of yet. Number five, Greenwood, who is also ranked number one in Class 6A, just beat up on Fort Smith Northside tonight, 49-0. The Bulldogs get the victory there. Number six, Pulaski Academy, who is also ranked number one in Class 5A, is having their way with Ridgeway, Tennessee in the fourth quarter, 56-6 the score there. Number eight, Bentonville West, up on Little Rock Central, 48-7 in the fourth quarter. And number nine, Cabot, is trailing number 10, El Dorado, 28-24 in the fourth quarter. So it looks like that game is going down to the wire and looks like it's as good as was to be expected. And El Dorado, by the way, also ranked third in Class 6A. There's only one game we haven't yet mentioned in the Class 6A top five, and that is Benton, who is part of that three-way tie for fourth with Pine Bluff and West Memphis. The Panthers, I believe, leading Parkview this evening. Last score we had was 32-25. The Panthers up on the Patriots in the third quarter. Class 5A top five games that we haven't yet gotten to. Number two, Wynn is at home against Maumelle. I believe the Yellow Jackets are leading in that one. So you can find that score. Fourth quarter it is. Wynn up 46-7. Also this evening, number 3, Alma, playing at Springdale. I believe looks like the last score we had was at halftime. The Airedales were losing to the Bulldogs 21-6. Number 4, Little Rock Christian, playing against Shiloh Christian tonight over in Springdale. See if we can find a score on that one. And here it is. Last score we had was second quarter. Shiloh was up on Little Rock Christian 7-0. Number 5, Morrilton, playing against J.A. Fair tonight in Little Rock, and that game has gone final. The Devil Dogs defeated Fair 51-13. Class 4A top 5, number 1, Nashville, playing at DeQueen this evening. See if we can find the score on that one. And here it is. Last score we had was at halftime. DeQueen was leading the Scrappers 35-28. Number 2, P. Ridge, has this week off after playing 2 games in week 1. Third-ranked Warren at home against Stuttgart. And it is the Lumberjacks leading the Ricebirds 21-13 in the fourth quarter. Number 3, Joe T. Robinson, who's tied with Warren for that number 3 spot, playing against Central Arkansas Christian tonight down in North Little Rock. See if we can find the score on that one. And let's see, here it is, I believe. Yes, last score we had was fourth quarter. Robinson up on CAC 40-7 in the fourth quarter. And number 5, Prairie Grove, is playing at home tonight against VN Oklahoma. And last score we had was fourth quarter. The Prairie Grove Tigers leading VN 41-21. Again, that is in the final period. Class 3A top 5, number 1, Prescott, at home against Camden Harmony Grove. And let's see, we'll score on that one is Prescott was leading Camden Harmony Grove 33-6. That was the last score we had at halftime. Number 2, Junction City leading England. The last score we had, that was at halftime as well. Junction City up on England 44-0. Number 3, Charleston, playing at home tonight against Episcopal Collegiate, who made the trip from Little Rock. And let's see, the score was Charleston, believe, leading Episcopal, yes, 42-0 in the third quarter. So the Mercer rule went to effect in that one. Number 4, Rivercrest and Jonesboro tonight playing a Valley View. And let's see if we can find the score on that game this evening. I think I went a little too far there. Here we go. Last score we had, fourth quarter, Rivercrest and Valley View all knotted up at 29. And number 5, Bald Knob at Southside Batesville this evening. Let's see if we can find the score update on that game tonight. And the last score we had, oh my goodness, Bald Knob has been upset tonight by Southside Batesville, 21-14, the final score there. In the Class 2A Top 5 this evening, number 1, Mount Ida at Jesseville tonight. Let's see the score on that game this evening. I believe Jesseville in Class 3A this year. And and that game has gone final. It was Mount Ida defeating Jesseville 28-6. Number 2, Rising in Little Rock taking on Baptist Prep this evening. And we'll see if we can find the score. Last game has gone final. Rising defeats Baptist Prep tonight in a big way, 55-0. Number 4, Danville at home against Lavaca. And it was Danville, I believe, leading Lavaca. Let's see if you can find the score update on that game. It is Danville. They were leading Lavaca 21-0. That was the last score we had at halftime. And number 5, McCrory, was at home tonight against Desark. And let's see if we can find the score on that one. The last score we had was fourth quarter, McCrory up on Desark by a score of 36-12. And that is a look at what else is going on around the state and the area. That's going to wrap up the Classic Hits 101.7 studio. Also going to wrap up the Bombers postgame show and tonight's broadcast. Thank you so much for joining us this evening as, again, Mountain Home falls to Nettleton 42-0. Join us next week as Mountain Home will be back at home for their non-conference finale. The Bombers will host the Pioneers of Batesville, so hope you'll join us for that one. Mountain Home Bomber football has been brought to you tonight on Classic Hits 101.7 by Arkansas State University Mountain Home, RBS Bank, ASC Warranty, Baxter Regional Medical Center, BQ, Goodyear Mountain Home Tire and Auto Service, Harold Tucker Auto Parts, Integrity First Bank, Knox Orthopedics, The Locker Room, The Salvation Army, and Studio West Boutique. Join us again next week for more at Mountain Home Bomber Football right here on Classic Hits 101.7.